What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
Every single employee needs to be making money for you. They need to really be paying for their own salary through the work that they do. And if that's not the case, then we need to think twice about why you have them.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another interview today. And I'm excited. It's Wild Card Wednesday. It's a bonus episode. And this is for our people that we still want to support. Even though they don't necessarily fit our theme, we still want to show our support to our business owners. So today we have Miss Krishna Powell. How are you?
I am good. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And I am so excited for our conversation because, as you guys know, I am currently in the Goldman Sachs program. And we actually have someone that was, would you consider a mentor,
an instructor, facilitator. Yeah, I've already considered me faculty. So I teach, I've taught module 4 and 5 of the Goldman Sachs Small Business Program.
So we're going to get into some stuff. I am excited. And as you guys know, we do not have interviews. We have genuine conversations. So we normally start off with who is the guest. Mm-hmm. So for you, who is Miss Krishna?
So who I am a workforce expert. I work with leaders and really help them to understand what it takes to lead a multi-generational workforce. I've been in human resources for more than 30 years, but my area of specialty is helping people understand one another in the workplace and helping leaders understand that they're managing folks in 2026 like it's 2006. Mm. So how do we make that shift that they can come into 2026, especially my baby boomers and some of my Gen Xers, to help them to understand what worked before is not going to work now with this new generation of employees we have.
I love that because, like you mentioned, there are certain generations, they're stuck in their old ways.
Yes.
They're a little stubborn.
Yes.
You know? And so that's really good that you bring that up. And so as a new business owner myself, I feel like sometimes I'm a little stubborn. What you don't know is what you don't know,
right?
And so I want to ask you, when it comes to getting this type of department for people that's just now starting off within their businesses, when can we start to transition our mind from it being a small business to actually wanting abundance? Like, we can have these different departments of HR, we can have operations, we can have all these different departments as we see these bigger companies have.
Right.
So for you, how do you speak to, it can be from, you know, somebody that's been in business for 30 years,
right,
a solopreneur, versus someone that's still building. How would you approach them to talk about HR in their business?
So a lot of times, like you said, most people think they're supposed to do it all. You're not supposed to do it all. Just because you can do operations don't mean you should do operations. If you are the CEO, you're supposed to be working on the business more than you're working in the business. And so that's why you need to hire individuals. Now, here is the thing. Most people think, oh, well, that means I have to have employees. Not necessarily. You can have someone such as myself, who's a contractor, come in project-based work and say, hey, Krishna, I need you right now, complete the project, and then we step back out. So it's not that you don't have HR, you just don't have full-time HR. And HR isn't just for when you have employees, it's in preparation for employees. So I tell leaders such as yourself and entrepreneurs such as yourself, get HR now. Let's think about your employee handbook. Let's think about the values that matter most to you. So that way, you have these things already together before you go out and hire your first employee. And it helps you understand who you are looking for. Because a lot of times we hire based off of, hey, they said they've been doing project management, or they've been doing this, and I'm going to hire them for my business. But that doesn't mean they're a good fit for your business. And so it's not just about putting somebody in a job. It's about hiring the right person at the right time into the right job. And so it's that mixture that needs to happen. When leaders don't think about that, that's when you have the mistakes that you have. And as small businesses and small business owners, you can't afford those mistakes. In corporate, you can afford it. You can take the L. But as an entrepreneur, a $10,000 lawsuit can wipe you out. And so that's why it's so important to have these things and your ducks in a row. There are people targeting small businesses. There are people targeting small businesses. They're counting on the fact, and the matter of fact, there is on Instagram a comedian that has been talking about this, that he used to just go into businesses, mm-hmm. and he knew exactly the game to play in regards to, I go into the small businesses, and I know they probably don't have their handbook, or they don't have it updated.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. But what he's saying is true, because mm-hmm. the other thing that I've done is mediate cases for the EEOC in Philadelphia, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Mm-hmm. So I've seen firsthand the civil rights claims and the violations. But I've also seen people, as the young people say, with game. And they go literally from business to business doing these lawsuits. They come in, they work 6 months, 8 months, 9 months. They know you're going to fire them. Mm-hmm. But they're like, they are documenting. They have all their ducks in a row. Next thing you know, you're settling $20,000, $30,000. And so that's why I tell people, get your HR together up front. You know, HR should not be reactive. You need it to be proactive for you when you're a business owner. So that way, when you're managing contractors, temporary employees, interns, you're doing it correctly, and can't nobody say you violated the law or you owe me money or you owe me overtime and back due money, because really I was an employee and you had me categorized as if I was a contractor. It's those types of conversations that I have with my clients to know, okay, let's talk about the direction you're going in. What is the objectives? What are you working on this quarter and next quarter? Mm-hmm. What new contracts and business you have coming in? And then that way we can start to strategize, who are the people you need to have? When do you need to have them? And why do you need to have them? And for how long? I don't want you having people for the sake of having people.
That's true.
So it's all those things that you have to think about when you're an entrepreneur. So that's a long answer.
No, that's really good, because what I'm hearing you say is really understand what your company culture is.
Exactly.
And I feel like that goes back to the foundation in you creating your business, to understand, you know, who you actually want to collaborate with and
exactly.
who you want to hire. Mm-hmm. If you are going to get 1099 employees, that's still a part of your company culture.
Exactly.
And so what type of questions do you have for people that are in the beginning stages of creating their business, understanding what company culture is? Because some people just go off of when they were working in mm-hmm. the business versus them working on their own business.
Right.
So how would you help them kind of define what that looks like for their own business?
So for one, I tell them, do not mimic corporate America. Do not mimic the company you came from, for two main reasons. One, the beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur and being a small business is the ability to adapt very quickly to changes, your flexibility. All these things are your strength. If you try to mimic corporate, you're not going to have that as a strength, because corporate, as you know, is very, hey, we have all these ducks in a row and we have to get all these approvals before we can make a move. That's not the case when you're a small business owner. You can adapt much faster. And so think about what those strengths are that you have as a business owner. And that's what you play off of first and foremost. The other reason why I say don't mimic corporate is because one of the things where people say, well, Christian, I don't need you. I got my own employee handbook. I copied it from my job.
Yikes.
And now I got the same handbook as they did. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and I know it covers the whole U.S. But I say to them, but it didn't take care of your business. And so literally you have leaders and entrepreneurs who, you know, again, use their old company handbook, take off, you know, the logo and say, now this is mine. But can you really do what that employee handbook says? Because that now is your guideline. And so I've had entrepreneurs come to me because their employees come with the employee handbook and say, it says here we have a limited PTO. Ooh. I'm going to now take vacation for the next 6 weeks.
Mm.
And they're like, Krishna, what am I supposed to do? When your employee handbook says that that's what going to receive. Mm-hmm. And you don't have any stipulations here. Or maybe the stipulations is you have to work 90 days. Well, they're at the 91st day and now they want 6 weeks off. What can you do but give them the time off?
And it's paid.
And it's paid. So it's those things. And I have had that happen to entrepreneurs.
Really?
Where you know, the gentleman was sick to his stomach. I'm like, you put this in. And here was the kicker. The person took 6 weeks of leave, came back, worked for 2 months, and then said, I need to take another 6 weeks because he didn't update the handbook. And I was like, he said, I can't believe a leader would do this. Yeah. Yeah. Even if you hire them and you thinking at their management level, at this level, that doesn't matter. If you done left that loophole in there,
somebody gonna catch it.
Exactly. Exactly. After that, of course, he was like, Krishna, okay, we need to look through my whole handbook.
Because at that point, that sounds like an audit to
exactly.
me. So when you do go in and you kind of hear what they already have in place, mm-hmm. as far as protocols, SOPs, do you handle? Do you
yes.
do, it's okay. It's okay.
Yep. So we do the HR audits, like you said.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's give an example of like a transformation moment, mm-hmm. right? You came in, you were like, hey, let's see what's going on. These are things that are needed mm-hmm. as far as changes.
Right.
Make sure you do these changes.
Right.
You don't want to be like homeboy you just mentioned. But these are the things that need to be changed and this is how we're going to do it.
Uh-huh.
Can you provide us a transformation story?
Yeah. So one of my favorite transformation stories is here in Texas. I have quite a few clients here in Texas, mm-hmm. in Houston and in Dallas. And so I had this one entrepreneur, and I still have her as my client, but she was struggling with trying to figure out how to manage her people and do it from a leadership standpoint and not be mothering people, but really be a CEO. And so she and I worked together because I don't just work on the HR aspect. It is the mindset behind managing
Very
people
nice. Mm-hmm.
that needs to occur. And so when you're working together day in and day out, especially side by side, when you're a CEO working in the business as much as she was, it was hard for her and the employees to now have that clear line of delineation. But after a few months of coaching, providing her with guidance, she not only made the shift, but now she is in her CEO bag like it's nobody's business.
No, that's
right. And when I tell you I am so proud of her, mm-hmm. she's just like, I can't believe I'm here. And she's been in business for quite a few years before she and I got together. But again, it was a family owned business.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from working with family to now having to manage family, and then you're managing friends. And how do I get them to see me as a CEO?
Yeah.
So now to know that she's working with her best friend, and her best friend recognizes her now as the CEO, that they have that relationship now, that it's like, okay, I know what my role is.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what her role is. And we are about our business first and foremost when we're in between these four walls. And that's a beautiful thing to see.
It's boundaries.
That to me is a true transformation
yeah.
because I've seen the load lift off of her. I see her much happier. I see her where she actually loves what she is doing. Because if you're not careful as an entrepreneur, your business can become your burden and not your blessing. And so I want it to always be a blessing for my entrepreneurs. Is every day sunshine and roses? No. But I do want it to be where you go, there is nothing else I would still rather be doing. And so to see that she's in that space, oh my goodness, it's like chef's kiss.
Yes.
You know? And to see her with that confidence of managing people, or when it comes time to write up people, or understanding that. And I tell employees, I don't fire you, you fire yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's up to you to decide if you're going to do the job and meet the qualifications. If not, then okay, you've shown me that you don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe your behavior more than your words. And so to see her at that place, because as women, and if you think about it, we're the largest group of entrepreneurs. The numbers are rising with the number of women that have entered into this space.
Beautiful.
But it's sometimes a struggle for us because people are going to be mad at us. And there's all these emotions and feelings that we're dealing with, not just of our own, but the staff that we're managing. And so being able to help another entrepreneur through that and go, it's okay for them to be mad.
Yeah.
And this is what we need to do. And here are the expectations, and make it clear. And then again, to see that they go home not weighed down. They go home happy and, okay, wasn't an easy day, but I'm not taking this stuff home with me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love to see. That's the transformation to me that makes a world of difference. And then after that, the money comes. All those things come. Because when people understand their roles, then you'll see your business grow and develop because everybody's focused on what they need to be focused on.
Let's talk about that a little bit more because mm-hmm. that was my next question because mm-hmm. I feel like the scaling part comes with that. Mm-hmm. Once the CEO knows their boundaries.
Right.
And then the employees know their boundaries. Mm-hmm. Everybody can do their role.
Exactly.
To contribute, of course, to the company culture for the scaling and the growing to happen. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I want to know what that looks like because we talked about the CEO portion. Mm-hmm. What does that look like to talk to the team to make sure that everybody's on the same page? Because when we hire initially, where we are moving forward, some people can't come with you.
Right.
So what does that look like now that we have the foundation, we've gotten our handbook right, we got our mm-hmm. SOPs right, but I'm coming to you and I'm like, you know what, some of these employees are just not understanding. I feel like that's the reason why I'm working so hard mm-hmm. in my business.
Right.
What does that conversation look like that foundation is done, now let's get to the employees to make sure everybody's on the same page?
So that's where we come and do the strategy session mm-hmm. and really looking at, again, do you have the right people in the right job at the right time? So you can have a bunch of people, but why do you have them? What exactly is their role? And if their job, especially as an entrepreneur, if your employees aren't every single employee needs to be making money for you. They need to really be paying for their own salary through the work that they do. And if that's not the case, then we need to think twice about why you have them.
Employees and contractors, right?
Employees and contractors. Okay. So employees, contractors, temps, interns. As a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, you don't have the time to waste with an employee who is not contributing to your business. Yeah. And so they need to be contributing to your bottom line. You need to be able to look at their role and say, here is the difference that they make to my business. This is the money that they bring in. For example, you can have an administrative assistant. The administrative assistant, her job shouldn't just be, hey, manage my calendar. Is she making your life easier by making sure clients are satisfied? She should be doing those check-in calls for you and checking and seeing how your clients are doing. What work do they have coming up? She should be that touch point for them. If she can't go above and beyond and do that kind of work for you, then what do you need it for? You can get anybody to answer. You can hire an answering service. As entrepreneurs, what makes the difference in our business, and I tell my staff this all the time, my folks can go anywhere. Our clients can go anywhere and get HR. But they stay with us for a reason. It's the level of service that we're providing to them. It's the satisfaction of knowing that they are not alone and they're not just a number. That's why my HR organization, I'm a boutique style firm. I don't take 200, 300. I'm not doing that. I take a small number of clients every quarter so that way folks have my undivided attention. But in doing so, that means my books aren't open from quarter to quarter because I have my clients like the one I've told you in Texas and others. They sign up and go, we're with you for the next year, 2 years. Mm-hmm. Originally we started off with like a 3-month contract mm-hmm. and now we're 3 years in, 4 years in that we've been working together. Yeah. My oldest client actually came through the Goldman Sachs program. And so, those are things that happen when you give that service, but everybody's role should be contributing to your bottom line. You should be able to point and say, if it wasn't for them doing this, I wouldn't have made this money. Mm-hmm. Even if they didn't have a direct hand in the making of the money. But again, the level of service that they are providing means that my brain is now free to do more of what I need to do to grow the business. And so that's what you need to have happen. So that's what we do in the strategy sessions. We look at, okay, what are your goals over the next 2 years, 5 years, and then 10 years? We don't just go to 10 years. Let's talk about where we're at now in 2 years. Now, if you want to talk 10 years and then we back into it, we can do it that way as well. But we need to think about where do you want to be at in 2 years? Right. Why? What does it look like for you? What does life look like for you to be there? And so that's why I also tell people, in addition to having HR as entrepreneurs, we should also have coaches. You should have proven track record business coaches. If you ain't got a coach as an entrepreneur, something is wrong. And so you need that because you need a coach who can focus on the business. And there's the other person I say you need. You need a therapist too. You need a mental health therapist because the mental gymnastics, the emotional gymnastics that you are going to go through, you need someone to talk to. And not only that, but you need someone to help you even sometimes shake off some of the damage done by corporate. When you think about 300,000 black women that they said have been let go, mm-hmm. like you said, the trauma, there is workplace trauma.
Yeah.
And now you're a CEO and you have that workplace trauma in addition now to having the responsibility of the CEO. Oh, that's not for the faint of heart. But you don't want to pass that trauma down to your employees right. either. Mm-hmm. And so those, I would say, those are the top two people you need. I have a coach. I love my coach, Christy Muhammad, Women CEO Project.
Come on, shout out.
she know I got love for her. Uh-huh. My business has grown substantially because of a woman like her. And that's why I say find a coach that works for you and that fits you. She's actually based in Houston.
Come on.
So that's the reason why I come down to Texas also as much as I do. Uh-huh. But it makes a world of difference to have someone that understands and who can foresee and help you through the struggles and to be surrounded by a community of women throughout the U.S. with that support.
Beautiful.
To have that, there's no amount of money that can mm-hmm. help you.
Priceless.
That can help you, exactly, priceless. But that's the other thing that you need. But for CEOs and entrepreneurs, stop hiring people for the sake of it. And I know we get the rush of money. Sometimes we win grants. We go, oh, Krishna, I got $50,000. I'm going to go ahead now. I'm going to hire this VP.
That's true.
And I'm like, for what? You ain't got VP work.
It gotta make sense.
Yeah. And that's where we what young people say. The math ain't mathin'. Yeah. I know you got the money, but if you ain't got the person, there again, you're gonna spend $75,000, but are you gonna make the $75,000 back? And if you ain't got the work for them to make the $75,000 back, we don't need to spend that money on that. We need to again look at contractors and consultants and all these different people who can come in and out. I would rather you have take the $75,000 and have five people that come in and out that help you grow your business substantially than you to spend your time hiring one person and then you trying to figure out what to do with them. You don't have time for that. You don't.
It's really good. Okay, so of course we know this is human resource, but I low-key feel like you're a business advisor too. Because we're talking about all operations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So before we wrap up, I do mm-hmm. have one last question. We talked about this a little bit before we got started. With you being a facilitator, I do feel that you have like actionable steps in your back pocket for the people.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have one. Usually on my regular episodes, we call this one free advice, this type okay. of segment. And so if you have one advice for everybody that's listening and or watching,
mm-hmm.
what would you provide to them that's something that's actionable today? Not to create like a 3-month strategy or you got to do this, you got to do that. Just something that's real actionable for them to get started to support them in their business.
Think about their why. You forget about your why. You get so busy in the doing of things. Why are you doing it? If you have your why figured out, now let's talk about the how. Is your how appropriate in this market and with the resources that you currently have, or do you need to make a shift? But when you remember your why, that'll be what'll sustain you when the rain comes,
true.
When the drought comes. And so you have to have your why. And most people forget their why. They go, I just need the money. But you can go back to corporate America and get the money.
You can.
What is the solid foundation that you're standing on to say, 10 toes down, come, excuse my language, hell or high water, that I'm going to have this business and it's going to grow and I'm going to be here for it. Are you giving back to the community? Are you making a difference? What is it that's keeping you doing it? For me, I have a heart for entrepreneurs. I have a heart for wanting to see women such as yourself be successful and have all their dreams come true and not depend on a 9-to-5 to do it. Now, if you need your 9-to-5 in order to get there, by all means. But I want you to have the option that if the 9-to-5 say, we don't know, we no longer need you, that you could be like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
I got this over here that I'll be okay with, instead of your whole world falling apart. And that's what has happened to a lot of us. All of us have been there at some different point in time with corporate America, where they snatch that rug from under you, let you know you're not running anything. You're not in control of anything. Mm-hmm. And to have that happen to so many women and as many families as that has devastated. Yeah, I have a heart for entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs, because I want us to succeed. I want us to win. And anything I can do to help us win, you can count me in. As long as it's legal.
No, that's
legal, moral, and ethical. Count me in. That's the HRM. I need legal, moral, ethical.
It got to be. What was those three again?
Legal, moral, and ethical.
I know that's right. Well, with that being said, like you said, count me in. Go ahead and tell the people how they can contact you, if this on social media, LinkedIn, website, all the above.
Well, you can contact me. My name is Krishna Powell, and the name of my organization is HR, the number 4, Your Small Biz, YourSmallBiz.com. So HR for YourSmallBiz.com. And you can also follow me on social media.
I love it. Do you feel like I missed anything, Miss Krishna? Because this was amazing.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad you were able to squeeze me in. It was definitely worth the trip from New Jersey. So thank you for having me.
Oh, that's right. All right. Well, ladies and gents, we hope that you enjoyed this episode of What's Good Podcast. If you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you. And thank you, Miss Krishna, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Y'all have a blessed one.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.